Russian media reports suggest the UN Secretary General is planning to discuss reports of Saudi Arabia's support for terrorist groups in Iraq with Security Council members. According to Russia's Arabic language TV channel Russia Al Yum, Ban Ki-moon touched on the issue during his recent talks with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in Baghdad. He also expressed concern over the rising violence in Iraq's western Anbar province. The UN chief urged Iraqi leaders to address the root causes of a surge in bloodshed in the violence-hit province. According to Iraqi media reports, one of the terrorist elements arrested in the country has confessed that Saudi Arabia is providing financial aid to al-Qaeda-linked militants fighting the Iraqi army. Edward Lozansky, president of the American University in Moscow, is with us now on the line from the Russian capital. Mr. Lozansky, thank you for being with us here on the Top 5. Do you think the fact that Ban Ki-moon is now raising this issue of Saudi Arabia very directly here and saying that the UN Security Council is going to discuss it, of course, according to Russian media, shows a change of stance towards the issue of terrorism by the United Nations?
Well, I think it's long overdue, because it's a kind of open secret that Saudi Arabia and later Qatar were directly financing and providing arms to terrorist groups, as and not only in Syria and Iraq, but some of the groups which are funded by Saudi Arabia are also on the Russian territory in the Caucasus. So, of course, it's a great concern to Russia, and maybe it's time for United Nations to get involved.
So do you think this means that Saudi Arabia is going to be isolated in its stance toward, you say, there, Syria, Iraq, etc., since the United Nations Security Council is sitting now discussing this problem?
Of course, a lot will depend on the position of the United States, because it's a no one doubts that this is what Saudi Arabia was doing, but of course Saudis have a great lobby and many friends in the United States, and it's interesting to see how Washington will react to this, whether Washington will allow this conversation, this discussion. I would like to add perhaps maybe that a couple of months ago there was news that Saudi Prince threatened Russia with terror attacks during the Sochi Games, if Russia continues to support Syrian President Assad. So I think it's time that UN takes a strong action, and I wish that US will add its voice too.